A step back now into this quest to understand the human brain by looking at a case in the news. There are reports out today that the shooter in the Newtown case, Adam Lanza, may have had a particular inspiration for his attack at Sandy Hook Elementary School last year. According to law enforcement sources quoted anonymously by CBS News, Lanza may have been inspired to outdo the horrors committed by Norwegian shooter Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people, mostly young people, in a bombing and shooting rampage back in 2011. What happens in the brain of someone who latches on to real violent events or fantasies or spontaneously from nowhere carries through with horrible attacks like the one in Newtown?
We're looking at what's different about those people. And one of the things I think we feel confident about is that there is something different about those people, that it's not just a feature of depression.
An excerpt there from the Nova special, Mind of a Rampage Killer, part of a week-long look by PBS into gun violence in America. Nova correspondent Miles O'Brien is here to talk about the documentary. Miles, welcome back to The Takeaway.
John, good to be with you.
Tell me a little bit about Josh Buchholz, who's one of the scientists you spoke with in this program. It really does, as we were speaking about earlier this hour, come down to a question of circuitry.
It does indeed. You know, think about how our brains develop. The emotional center of our brain, the amygdala, becomes more fully developed before our rational brain, the prefrontal cortex, finishes developing. And so in the case of teenagers, anybody who has a teenager knows they have mood swings. This is a big part of why they do. The emotional brain is more in control at that stage of life. The prefrontal cortex doesn't finish its development till later. And in some cases, in criminal minds, we have found, or scientists have found, a disconnect between the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. So the emotions can kind of rule the day, and that can lead to crime.
What subjects and cases did you look at that possibly suggest a pattern or a profile here?
Well, I had a chance to speak with Jeff Williams. He is the father of Andy Williams, a rampage shooter in Santee, California in 2001. And I was trying to look for something there in his younger days that would give me a clue.
Now, you actually spoke to Andy Williams over the phone from inside his prison.
Like, at 15, I didn't really think, like, all that stuff through. I didn't think two boys were going to die. I didn't think 13 people were going to get shot. I just thought I was going to make a lot of noise and that the cops were going to show up.
Did you feel suicidal?
Absolutely.
Maybe it's not surprising, but a remarkable sense of detachment there, eh?
There's an interesting point there, this notion of suicide. You know, finding a rampage killer before he becomes a rampage killer, and they're all boys, talk about a needle in a haystack. But we are getting closer to coming up with ways to better screen for suicidal tendencies, and they almost always are suicidal.
And it's decoding those signs and signals, not only from kids but from parents as well, who see that something is going on here but don't know necessarily how to interpret it. Here's a woman named Liza Long who has a son who committed some violent acts who had her own clues. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, you might remember her blog posting right after Newtown. She posted a little blog item under the headline, I am Adam Lanza's mother. And she spoke very candidly about living with her mentally ill son who has these horrible, unpredictable, extremely violent rages. And 2 days prior to Newtown, she had to have him hospitalized after one of these escalating events. And she wrote about how this nation makes it so difficult to find affordable and available mental health care.
And here is the voice of Michael, Liza Long's son, of course, a pseudonym.
Your mind goes blank. You think about nothing but getting revenge on the people that have hurt you. You lash out and do violent things, and you can't control yourself when you're like that, and no one else can. It's kind of like a werewolf. When a werewolf turns into a werewolf, it doesn't know who he is, it doesn't know where he is, it just wants to hurt and fight people.
Now, as tantalizing as that sounds, does it really give us insight into Adam Lanza's and characters who actually carry this through?
No, we can't say that Michael is a rampage killer in the making. But the fact is, there are mental health issues which connect all the dots from rampage to rampage. And we are remiss if we overlook them as we discuss possible solutions.
The Nova special is called Mind of a Rampage Killer, part of a week-long look by PBS into gun violence in America. Miles O'Brien is the correspondent. Thanks so much, Miles.
You're welcome, John.
The Nova special airs tomorrow night at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central on PBS stations.